Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healthcare profession often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and have emerged with the insights and the strategies to break that cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Did you know that one reason you might not have what you want is because your vibration isn't matching your desire? Well, in today's episode, we are going to dive into the law of vibration, why it matters, and the strategies to change your vibration to match how you want to feel and what you want to call in to your life. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. So here's the secret. Everything is vibration. Everything. The chair you're sitting on, or perhaps if you're like me listening to podcasts, it's the car you're driving in. The feelings you feel, the thoughts you have, the sounds you hear, the colors you see, every object, everything, every entity is vibration. Another word to say that is everything is energy. Everything's made of molecules that are held together, informed by this vibration or this energy, and everything has its own unique frequency. And they've developed many instruments over the years to measure these vibrations, and they have done numerous studies. But one quick thing about vibration, and that often strikes people because they've heard of quartz watches for many years, but they don't realize there's actually a quartz crystal in a watch. And these are so reliable. The frequency and the vibration of a quartz can be put into a 1 hertz or 1 pulse per second. And it's suitable for keeping time, right? It is very, very rarely off. And it is the vibration of that crystal that keeps that watch on track or on time. So why does this matter to us? Well, the law of vibration states that everything in the universe vibrates at its own frequency. This principle underlies many other universal laws, such as the law of attraction as well. And essentially, like things attract other like things. So things that are vibrating at the same vibration are attracted to other things that are vibrating at the same vibration. And as I mentioned above, there are many instruments to measure vibration. But did you know that your body is also designed to measure vibration? This is why it's important to trust what you feel and what the signals that your body is giving you. It's made of sensors, really, that pick up on these vibrations and then also emit vibrations based on what is on the inside of us. So our voice can convey different feelings, and just the sound coming out of our mouth is actually a vibration that goes into someone else's ear that senses the vibration and makes it into sound, which then is translated into words in our brain. And another just way that we can kind of relate to this, if we think of those stories, you know, I'm sure you've all had that day where everything's just going your way, right? It's an amazing day. The sun's out. You're hitting all the green lights. Your kids are doing the things you've asked. And then you remember something that made you angry yesterday, maybe a fight with your partner or a colleague. And then all of a sudden, all the lights are now turning red. Your kids are starting to fight and a storm rolls in. And we may not have put two and two together, but a lot of times when our vibration is higher, we are perceiving the world in a different way than we are when our vibration is lower. And while we're talking about vibration of the body, just want to bring up this idea that every organ has its own frequency. The brain is about 72 to 78 megahertz, and anything below 70 is the result or the cause, whichever way you want to look at that, of disease in the brain, things like Alzheimer's. And in the heart, 67 to 70 megahertz is optimal there. And anything below 67 is either the result of or the cause of disease in the heart. And I always like to emphasize also just the frequency of the heart, because it's amazing to me when I learned about the studies that HeartMath is doing and that they can actually, using some of the instruments I said about earlier, they can test the electromagnetic field of a heart. And they can do that from 3 feet away, and they can still pick up the vibration of the heart. And also in those studies, they've shown that the studies, when they're studying emotions, things such as love show increased coherence and stability in the pattern, while anger and other more negative emotions are showing incoherent and chaotic patterns. The other cool thing about this, I think anyways, is that the heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. And the heart can actually perceive what is happening next. So for example, they did a study where they had a scene or a picture on a card that they flipped over for people to see. And the heart would change its response, its frequency, its electromagnetic field would change before the picture was seen, or before the scene, you know, like if it was a sad scene or a happy scene in the movie, the heart could sense it before it's actually even being able to be perceived by the eyes. So therefore, before it's perceived by the brain, right? So to me, that is so cool, and also such an importance that we have been going through a real brain phase in our society, but now a lot of people are learning or remembering that we can live from that heart space, and it actually thinks first anyways and sends information up to the brain. So if we could trust our instincts and trust our body to perceive those vibrations, we do ourselves a favor, right? So, and just another quick tip on those emotions that I'm talking about, the emotion of shame is a 20, and the emotion and the vibration of love is 500. So again, raising our vibration by changing our emotions, or our emotions can vibrate at different levels. And the super important thing there is that we can change it. We can change our mind, our body, our spirit, and we can desire to be high vibe. You've probably seen those sayings on t-shirts, or people hashtagging good vibes only or high vibe all day. And just by wanting to feel different, and another way to say that, we want to see a different result than we can. So if we're going back to that law of attraction or the law of vibration, and we want to call in something that is similar to us, so say we want to call in more health, then we'll need to change our vibration to a higher frequency to where more health can align with us, versus we don't want to be in that place where our vibration is low and we're pulling in more illness and more disease, right? And this also is really relevant if we're thinking about that idea of cause and effect. So the law of cause and effect is that what you put into cause becomes the effect, right? So your input becomes the output. And so if you want to have a different result, you need to put in a different input or a different cause. So just thinking now in your life, what other places in your life do you want a different result, a positive result? Many people want more health, wealth, abundance, which requires a higher vibration. And back to that, you know, high vibe saying, it's not only how we want to feel, but also how we will attract those things of higher vibration. So what are some ways that we can change our vibration? We're going to change those inputs so we have different outputs, right? So moving your body seems simple, but it's one of the fastest ways to change our vibration is to just get up and move. We can walk, can throw on some tunes, you can dance, you can do some somatic exercises, actually move those emotions and experiences that are perhaps trapped or stuck in your body and just wanting to be moved. That's the thing about energy. It just wants to move. Listening to music, the actual vibration, the sound vibration in the music can change our body's vibration. We're about 70% water. So sound really is conductive within us, and it can change our vibration quickly. And also the awesome thing about just getting immersed in music is that we can, even for moments, be really present, right? So we kind of let go of that past and future thinking, which is stressful and then lowers our vibration, into the I'm just here in this moment listening to the music. And that will kick us right out of fight or flight, which there's many episodes on that. So you can look around in the episodes for more information on that if you're interested. Another way is doing energy healing on yourself or working with a practitioner. Really, that focus is looking on moving that stuck or blocked emotions and beliefs, and they can help you see perhaps what you can't see, but also some intuitive healers can feel where your energy is blocked, or they can sense where in your body you need to change the energy. And sometimes your symptoms will portray that to you too. Like if you're having knee pain all of a sudden, sometimes that'll be something stuck in your knee that we can move and figure out why it's stuck there. Other things that you really can use at home too are like crystals. So I was talking about the quartz crystal earlier, having its own vibration, but there's many crystals and gems, and they all have different properties and different frequencies. And so you can hold them in your hand or lay them next to you, and that vibration will actually help raise your vibration as well. Smudging, so that's clearing stagnant energy, right? So using sage, using Palo Santo, using other kinds of ash to clear your environment, clear your body of that stagnant energy. Essential oils work a lot the same as crystals. You can either ingest them, you can put them on your body, or you can just smell them. All of those ways, the essential oils all carry a higher frequency, and you can help raise your energy and your frequency by using the essential oils. Another thing people talk a lot about nowadays is that gratitude journaling or gratitude practice. And just another little tidbit on that, and how gratitude is actually at 540 hertz versus anger is at about a 150, and fear is at 100 hertz. And so you can see by just engaging in a gratitude practice to where you actually feel gratitude, you can raise your vibration significantly just by being in that state of feeling grateful. So the invitation really here is to change your vibration. Whenever you're not having or seeing what you want in your life, the invitation is to change that vibration. Gave you some tools above so you can check in, see which one of those resonate with you, reach out to your practitioner to see if they can help you move some energy if you seem to be particularly stuck somewhere. And just remembering that you are the creator of your life, right? And you can change your vibration. And this will improve your health, your life, your business, and help you really call in what you desire. And whether this be more health, more abundance, and more flow, all of these are usually at a higher vibration than you're at for the most part. So sending much love to you, my listeners. And until next week, we will be holding that space for change in our vibration. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence. And to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.